Now, let's move backward in Thea Musgrave's composing life to hear her chamber concerto written in 1966. This is a 15-minute piece which has a six-section form and employs a fictional character invented by Charles Ives, a timid little man named Rollo who hated modern music. With Musgrave, he became a viola player who, on every appearance, goes off at a tangent with versions of Swanee River and other popular tunes. This Rollo character first makes his appearance in the fourth section of the piece. The other players ignore him at first, but later pay him a certain lip service by taking up some of his ideas. By the last section, they obsessively repeat their fragments from all of Rollo's themes. Brief hints from the other sections are also woven into the texture, making a wild climax. Then, says Musgrave, like stepping from a crowded street into a quiet church, there is a sudden, soft, slow cadence. These six sections of the piece just go from one to the other. There won't be any pause, but maybe that will help you delineate what's happening in the piece. This Chamber Concerto No. 2 is recognizably a 60s piece, with Thea Musgrave's personality and craft shining through. Let's hear it now with a Boston Musica Viva directed by Richard Pitman.